Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and it's my delight this Sunday afternoon to have two special guests from Catholic Charities here in Lubbock, Megan O'Rourke. You're a native of Lubbock, yes?
Yes. Born here, raised here. Moved away for a bit to go to school and stuff, lived in Houston for a bit, and now I'm back. This is my home.
And Cynthia Quintanilla, you're the executive director. You're the person in charge. You were born in Hawaii, you said, yeah?
Yes, I was born in Hawaii. My dad was a member of the Air Force, and we traveled quite a bit, ended up back home. My parents were originally from Hell Center. They've always enjoyed this part of Texas, and this is where I grew up.
So you've been associated with Catholic Family Services, now Catholic Charities, for many, many years.
Yes, 23 years total.
So you go back to the time of Steve Hay and Virginia Alamanza and
Dario.
That wonderful saintly man, one of God's gift to our community, Dario. How wonderful, yeah.
Yes. Worked with a lot of wonderful people over the years.
I'll ask both of you this question, which is, Cynthia, what attracted you to the work of Catholic Charities?
Well, it's an organization of service, and we provide many services in many different ways. When I applied for the job of administrative assistant under Steve Hay, it was a calling to do a little bit more than what I had been used to. I had been doing many years of for-profit work. I was just really excited to enter the nonprofit world.
To whom is the main outreach of Catholic Charities?
The main outreach is for anyone who is in need. We try to serve those who just need a little bit of help.
Cynthia, where do you see the most urgent need at the moment, from your perspective, especially of Catholic Charities and of the city as a whole?
The greatest need that I see is among our elderly. They're living on a fixed income. They're trying their best to make ends meet with the very little income that they have, and growing medical needs. And so those expenses can sometimes be a choice. Do I pay for my medications, or do I put food on the table for some of our elderly? People spending a lot of time alone by themselves, just needing somebody to be Christ to them. You know, that's one of the most urgent needs that I see.
Does that somebody in particular come to mind that you've been able to bring some help to recently, some particular person that illustrates the wonderful work? Either one, Megan or yourself, could respond to this.
We had an elderly woman who was living with her daughter in a rural town that was nearby. She got deathly ill and had to go to the emergency room, so they transported her here to Lubbock. While they were staying here in Lubbock, it so happened that somebody broke into their house, ended up taking a lot of their belongings and just making a real mess of the house while they were gone. She ended up not having her dentures or her glasses with her when they released her, so they referred her to Catholic Charities, and we were able to replace those for her. Ended up that they did not feel at home or secure, you know, in their original home, so they were looking at moving to Lubbock, where her son lived. We tried to help them as much as we could with some of those expenses.
Megan, from your perspective, as you see the work among the elderly, is there any opportunity for volunteer work with the elderly through Catholic Charities?
Our manager for that program would really appreciate some help just returning phone calls. So many people who call who are elderly who need help, and it takes a lot of manpower just to listen to voicemails and call people back and try to schedule appointments. So even if someone just wanted to do a couple hours of office work each week, even an hour would be a huge help. Our phone number is 806-765-8475. You can ask for me. My name is Megan, and I'll get you to the right person. We'll get you set up for that. You could also go to our website, CC for Catholic Charities, cclubbock.org.
Say that again.
cclubbock.org.
And Cynthia, you used to provide prescriptions. Do you still provide that?
We still provide some prescription assistance, also utilities, food from our food pantry. We also collaborate with the South Plains Food Bank. Families that need a little bit more food than what we can offer out of our small pantry can go over to the South Plains Food Bank and get baskets full. We also have our youth and families program that provides counseling. And we have our immigration department that helps with some legalization and citizenship services.
What other needs do you see, Cynthia, in terms of the elderly that our listeners should be aware of, we should be aware of in caring for those of us who are older?
I mentioned a little bit about dental and replacing the dentures of the elderly woman. We, in addition, see a lot of people who come to us who are not quite 60 years old and need some kind of dental work done and don't have any kind of insurance to provide for that. That's one of the most recent needs that we've noticed, where we've just got inundated with people who need that kind of assistance.
Have you been able to identify dentists who are able to respond to the need, or is that how you work? Or
mainly through Covenant and through CHCL, Community Health Centers of Lubbock.
Megan, anything else particularly you want to add to what Cynthia said?
I think we also see a lot from our elderly clients that some of them are very lonely. Some people, when they call, it may not be something we can specifically help them with. We have to refer them on to someone else, but they just want to talk to someone on the phone for a little bit. They want to tell someone this is what's going on. They want someone to be that listening ear. Even if we can't help them in a specific need, we can be there to listen to them.
How beautiful, because that's the most basic form of connection. And thank goodness for the telephone, because at least one voice, one human voice reaching out to another person in need is so wonderful and so helpful. At this point, we'll take a short break and then we will be back to continue this wonderful description of the wonderful work of Catholic Charities.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and my special guests this Sunday afternoon are Cynthia Quintanilla, who is Executive Director of Catholic Charities here in Lubbock, and also Megan O'Rourke, who is in charge of promotions and events, and she is the face of Catholic Charities to the community. Cynthia, what area do you cover?
We cover a 30-county area here on the South Plains. We have offices in Plainview, Brownfield, Leveland, and Vernon. Most of the services that we do provide out in those rural areas are counseling to youth at risk. That is a state grant that we get that helps us to provide those services free of charge.
Now, let's talk for a minute about youth at risk, because I think this is a unique type of service you have provided down through the years. Megan, what type of services are provided?
Youth and family, they provide services to youth at risk, but it doesn't have to be a risk like you might be thinking. Some of it are kids who have truancy issues, who are having problems at home. But it can also just be kids who are anxious about going to school. They provide counseling both one-on-one with the youth. They provide counseling for the whole family. They also do parenting skills classes each month. If parents are thinking, I could just use a little bit of advice, they're there for that.
To say again, in terms of a particular situation that comes to mind where you feel Catholic Charities was particularly helpful to a family.
Yes, most definitely when one of our counselors was able to help a grandmother who was raising her three grandchildren. She was having a really hard time just because parents were no longer in the picture and she was having to provide everything for these kiddos. Of course, she was just at her wit's end, just trying to readjust and make the kids comfortable and feel safe. And so our counselor stepped in, was able to help not just with counseling, but also help the grandmother with some parenting skills, and then also provided some other needs as far as back to school supplies and help with their utility bill. So just an array of services that they were able to offer.
And Megan, as you look at the needs of love, would you say that there's a significant number of grandparents who are taking care of children in our community?
Yeah, I think we do have quite a few calls from people, quite a few families who are multi-generational in the way that grandparents are providing most of raising their grandkids, if not completely raising their grandkids all on their own. We once had a grandmother call in because she had just got her grandkids. She called in because she didn't know how to take care of them. She was living on a fixed income already and was trying to figure out how to take care of her grandchildren. Now her children, they need extra support. Their parents all over again, an entirely different world than what they grew up in and what they had to raise their children in. It's a whole different landscape for them, and they really need some support.
One of the other ones is you provide people that are trying to get appropriate documentation as immigrants, trying to establish citizenship or get a green card or get appropriate legal status. What type of services does Catholic Charities provide?
Well, there's a variety of forms that our caseworkers can fill out for anyone who's trying to become a legalized citizen. It varies in every situation in terms of how we can help. Immigration Department does an excellent job of just providing at least a little bit of hope to families who are able to apply for either legalization or citizenship.
Megan, would you agree that people who can't afford lawyers to represent them, Catholic Charities provides a unique opportunity and help for people who in this particular area? Is that how you see it?
So our services for immigration, there is a fee associated with them. These families still, though, have to pay for immigration fees that don't have to do with us. So it's sometimes a very hard time for these families. And I think our caseworkers are really there to support them. And some of these cases take 20, 30 years. They're there to be with them, not only to fill out forms. They do a lot of filling out forms, but they're also there to provide insight, to be there to support them, to remind them it's going to be okay.
And I presume that across all of the services at Catholic Charities, you are bilingual. You speak to people in English and Spanish for the help that they need.
Yes, we have bilingual caseworkers who do provide that assistance every day.
Of the other services, Cynthia, that Catholic Charities provides, would you care to identify another one that does particularly good work?
Yes, our Parent Empowerment Program is a program that is actually funded by the City of Lubbock and United Way, and it provides low-income students who are trying to get an education. It's mainly students who are already parents that we provide some of the assistance that they need while they're trying to work their way out of poverty. So if they're in school and they're struggling to pay their various bills, then while they're trying to go to school, then we can help with some of those expenses that come along with that.
Catholic Charities is held in the highest esteem by the city. Megan, do you find that type of recognition that the Catholic Charities is an agency with a heart that reaches out to all people and does it very effectively?
We definitely get from people of, if I don't know where to refer someone, I refer them to you.
I think that is such a beautiful tribute to you, and it's a tremendous challenge. Say that again.
If I don't know where to refer people to, I refer them to you.
I'll ask this of both of you. What does that say to you, Megan?
I think it's nice for Catholic Charities. It's a good feeling that we may not be in a particular niche. People may not know us the same way other charities for, you know, we just focus on kids or we just focus on homelessness. But when people are in need, they don't know where else to go. They call us.
Cindy, would you see that as a special strength and challenge?
It is definitely a strength, and it speaks to the many years and the many people behind the formation of Catholic Charities. And so we carry that mission with us, you know, moving forward, and we try to provide the best services that we can. And if we can't do it ourselves, then we try to refer to other resources that are within the city or within the communities.
I'm so glad that you were able to give voice to that, because that is such a beautiful tribute. And at this point, we'll take a short break, and then we'll be back to continue this very, very inspiring conversation.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and it's my delight this Sunday afternoon to have as our guests two special representatives from Catholic Charities in Lubbock, Megan O'Rourke and Cynthia Quintanilla. On the break, Chuck was wondering, are there particular areas where you see more need for services now than previously, or does it rise and fall with the economy?
It rises and falls with the economy, most definitely, just based on what's going on with people's pocketbooks, because sometimes it's a little bit tougher to make ends meet. Here recently, we've had hot weather, and so air conditioners have been going, and we know there'll be an increase once they get their bill and an increase in need. So we'll get quite a few calls for help with utility bills.
You see the same pattern, Megan?
Different services will have different fluctuations depending on the time of year. I think we'll see a lot of utility, that need for help right now. We see a lot of need for help after the fair has left town. People need help with food, clothing, that sort of thing. Once school gets started, our youth counselors are a lot more busy because parents are back in school. Kids are having a lot more pressure. They need a lot more help. So some of them will rise and fall, but we always stay pretty busy.
Chuck Luck, our distinguished producer who keeps the program together, was wondering that if somebody were to call, say, for assistance with food, you would take care of that within that particular day?
Yes. If someone needs help with food, they can come into our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. We do ask them to bring in IDs for the household, social security cards if they have them, pay stubs. And those aren't because we're not going to turn people down. It's just for our own record keeping.
And Cynthia, you said we were celebrating 35 glorious years. And I love the way you put it when we were on break, is that what we do today is built on the sacrifice, the struggles, the leadership of the past. Any particular names come to mind?
Steve Hay was the person that I really looked up to back when I first started with Catholic Charities, and his wife, Palmira, who did many years of service here in the Lubbock community, and they still come back and visit us every so often.
Virginia Alamanza, who was the great, city-wise, is the great icon, shall we say, for service and for commitment and for down-to-earth helping people.
Dario Rendon and his wife, Stefana, who did a lot of peace and justice in our community.
Yeah, absolutely exemplary, and models and inspirations to all of us. The Catholic community, the churches and various organizations, the Knights of Columbus and the like, they have been very supportive, haven't they?
We are so lucky to have had for so many years such a very supportive community, especially within our Catholic churches. They have been longtime supporters. They're very generous to us. We couldn't do it without them.
And of course, the whole wonderful volunteers that used to be called the Thrift Shop, it's now called the Resale Center. And my wife's mother, Bernarda Reyes, I'd like to remember her lovingly. She loved her work at the thrift store and the sense of community that she found there. And
we still have a good group of seniors who work out there and who help every day just sorting through things and cleaning them up and getting them ready for the sales floor. And they just really have a good time just being there together on Tuesday mornings. Just a really good group.
In terms of the resale center, what in particular is most welcome?
Our furniture tends to go pretty quickly off of the sales floor. We sell it for really reasonable prices, but then we also have families who are in need, whether it's a disaster or they're having to relocate.
You have to completely refurnish a house or an apartment.
That's correct. That tends to go pretty quickly.
Okay. Anything else, Megan, that comes to mind?
Especially twin beds. Because we'll get, like we said earlier about, you know, grandparents taking in their grandkids, we'll have them and they need a bed for their child. And of course, we will provide that to them if we have one in the store. But we run out of those probably quicker than most things, is twin beds.
Cynthia, would you like to identify some of the community support funding that Catholic Charities receives?
We get a wide range of support from local foundations, CH Foundation, we get Helen Jones Foundation, you know, apply to all kinds of different foundations for funding. So that's always a good amount of support that we get. And then we also have our state grant, a couple of state grants, one from Services to At-Risk Youth, which provides the counseling. We also have our City of Lubbock community development funding that we get, and that helps with the parent empowerment program. And it's also funneled through the state. We get some federal funding. And so just a wide variety of funding sources that help us to do the work that we do. And then, of course, we're most grateful to individuals and organizations who give to us here locally.
And you mentioned United Way early on, and
yes,
we are very
yes.
much respected by and supported by United Way.
That's correct. Yes.
Now, to help you, Megan, out in your job of keeping the doors open, if somebody were so inclined this Sunday afternoon to subscribe to the wonderful work of Catholic Charities, how might they do it?
If you would like to donate financially, that is so appreciated and so needed to help us continue to help our neighbors. You can give us a call, 806-765-8475. You can also go online and donate online, cclubbock.org.
Again?
cclubbock.org. If you just want to see what we're doing, see what good is happening in our community, you can subscribe to our newsletter online. You can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
The whole spectrum of modern communication. Megan, if there was a final word for our audience, what would it be?
Catholic Charities is so, so grateful for our community. We're so grateful for your support. And we just want to ask the people, continue to support us, continue to support your neighbors. And if you need help, please call us. Okay. We want to be there for you.
And Cynthia, from the leadership position as the executive director, what would your thought be?
My thought today would be that we are here to provide service, and we do it with the biggest hearts. And we just try to help everyone in the situations that they find themselves in. So if they're ever looking for any kind of support, even if it's just a phone call, reach out to us.
Cynthia and Megan, on behalf of our producer, Chuck Luck, and myself in the station, we thank you for this very beautiful, inspiring program. What stays with me, and I think maybe I might finish on this, is that when people are lost for a place to go, there's Catholic Charities. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.